Unit 3D, Topic 1-1.
Lego. The company's flagship product is the famous basic Lego brick. It makes 19 billion of them every year and estimates that around 400 million children of all ages, meaning adults too, play with them. The modern product range includes a lot more than just bricks, however. You can build whole towns out of Lego. There are your favorite figures from movies and the latest robots, which you program from a computer, can move and speak. Like many of today's famous companies, Lego began as something very small. The founder was Ole Kirk Christensen, a carpenter in the Danish town of Billund, who in 1932 began making and selling wooden toys. They became so popular that in 1934, he gave them the name Lego, from the two Danish words leg, godt, play, well. He had no idea that in Latin, Lego can mean I put together. With global operations in 130 countries, Lego is now the world's fifth biggest toy manufacturer. It is still family-owned, however, and its headquarters are still in Billund. The present owner is Kjeld Kirk Christensen, the grandson of the founder. Amazon.com. Another company that began small is the online retailer Amazon. Founded in Seattle, USA in 1994 by the American entrepreneur Jeff Bezos, Amazon went online a year later in 1995. It was basically an online bookstore. The 90s were a time when new e-commerce companies started up every day in the so-called dot-com boom. Amazon was one. But unlike many other e-companies, which grew incredibly quickly and then went out of business, when the dot-com bubble burst, Amazon survived. One reason was Bezos' unusual business plan. He decided not to make a profit in the first 4 to 5 years. The company's slow development made it successful in the end. Still based in Seattle and still with Jeff Bezos in charge, the modern Amazon is very different from its early days. It now sells a whole range of products in addition to books, including music, software, clothing, toys, and even food. It is also a global concern. Distributing products is Amazon's biggest job. It operates worldwide through its distribution centers in the USA, China, France, Germany, India, Ireland, Japan, and the UK. In 2003, it organized what was, at the time, the biggest e-commerce operation in history: the distribution in one day of 1.3 million new Harry Potter books.